I wonder if you have started to think about you and 2026, because as we head into a new season and start thinking about our health and energy and balance, many of us know what we should be doing, but I don't know about you, we often struggle with actually making it stick. So our guest today works exactly in that space. Martin De Bruyn is the co-founder and chief operating officer of Duality Dynamics and a well-being coach who helps people build the habits they need to create the future they want. His approach is focused on practical, sustainable habits supported by real-life tools like a fitness app, fit meals packages, and the Fit Cafe, making healthy choices easier to fit into everyday life. Martin, welcome to Chai FM. It's great to have you with us.
Hi, Nikki. It's wonderful to meet you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. So let's start right at the beginning. So what inspired you to co-found Duality Dynamics, and what gap did you see needed filling?
It's a great question. Thank you. So we, my business partner and I, Carlo, were both personal trainers at the time. And what we found was that he has a very different style to mine, but my clients would often see a lot of value out of his style of training and vice versa. So we often ended up asking each other to refer to our clients whenever we spotted a problem that didn't necessarily fit our training style. And so the purpose behind Duality Dynamics is to create a systemic wellness community and basically just a portfolio of companies and offerings that allow people to take a look at life from multiple aspects instead of just looking at it from one singular vision. And that's where Duality came in. And then to your point about sort of what gap we saw, we found that a lot of the times people are only going to one specific version of fitness or health or wellness or whatever when it comes to whatever it is that they're trying to do to better themselves. And that doesn't always work, because the reality of it is there's things that are going to work for you from different training styles. There's things that are going to work for you from different philosophies and also just different circumstances that you are sitting in that not everyone is going to understand. So it was important to have more than one perspective on it. So that was the gap that we saw when we started with the Duality Fitness app, and then we moved into Fit Meals. And now we eventually have the cafe.
Wow, that's fascinating. Thank you for that, Martin. But let's unpack this duality a little bit more. I like how you explained it, that you and your partner had different approaches, different ways of doing things, and there always are these. There's the duality and the, you know, and also these opposites. So what does duality mean when it comes to health and when it comes to habits and modern lifestyles?
So when it comes to duality, wellness is seen as quite a soft practice, if I can call it that. It's always seen as looking after yourself and being gentle.
Yeah.
But the reality of it is it takes a little bit of discipline, which is something that's quite hard. And it also takes a lot of mental strength, which is quite hard again. And so the reason behind duality in terms of that is it's an approach to becoming a better version of yourself that does take the gentleness into effect, but it also has a proven system behind you that allows you to implement discipline and slow change.
Okay. So as you say, there's the softer side, and then there's promoting this discipline and almost the harder side, and it's not one or the other is what I'm hearing you saying. It's both. Being able to explore both of these areas, which is what you guys are all about.
Yes, that's very true, yeah.
Okay, fantastic. So let's look at 2026. Let's look at this time of the year when many people are looking at goals. Perhaps they have habits that they want to change, or maybe they want to introduce new habits. And I always find that at the end of the year, maybe after things have slowed down, you seem to have a little bit more motivation, or because you're a little bit more relaxed, you have these huge ideas for the year ahead. And we know how often those ideas nosedive within just a few weeks into the year. So let's look at this, you know, habits. Do you need the willpower there? Do you need the motivation? What can we do to sustain this, either shifting habits or introducing new habits?
So we focus very, very much on focus on one thing at a time. So when you set a goal, no matter how big it is, the change is always going to be difficult. Even if it's just one habit change that you have to make, it's a very difficult process. So focus on one variable that you know will create some sort of value towards that goal. And focus on that for, I normally focus on 2 weeks, and I give a very intense program in terms of that. So when people join me for coaching, it's typically for 3 to 6 months. And we focus on one specific habit for 2 weeks. And then the next week, the next time we meet in 2 weeks time, we add one more habit that we then implement for the next 2 weeks. So then you've got two habits. And then you start to look at how those things compound and multiply in effect. For instance, Komotso, one of my clients, actually, we are trying to lose a bit of weight for her, and our weekly goal is currently 1 kilogram. And 3 weeks ago, I met with her, and we were discussing how the 2 weeks had gone, as we always do. And she said to me, the first thing she said was, "Martin, I absolutely messed up. I binge ate. I didn't follow the program. I didn't do what I was supposed to do. I'm so sorry." And I went, "Listen, don't stress. Let's just discuss the habits. We'll talk about it later. We'll look at the results." And because we had 4 habits that were all pushing towards the same goal, her messing up on the one side on 2 separate days didn't actually impact. We actually doubled the results we were planning on getting because we were able to multiply the effects of each of the habits that were compounding each other's effects, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to setting new goals, I find it's very important to create some sort of goal where you've got a sustainable 6-month timeline of what you're going to change in that time and how you can action that change in a way that fits your lifestyle. Because we often aim a little bit too big and we try and change 6 things all at once, and then it becomes overwhelming.
Yeah, I think it's great. So, I mean, rather than just be realistic, say, as you say, 3 to 6 months, but within that, you talk about breaking it down. And I think that what really helps with your client, Martin, is that she was able to get back on the wagon with you. You know what I'm saying? And I think that sometimes when we're on our own, and if we have that meal, or we have that drink, or we don't go to gym, or we don't read the book, or whatever it is we said we were going to do, it's then tomorrow maybe a little bit harder. You know, some people have the strength to get back on very quickly, but some do not. And if you're on your own, it's so much more difficult. You know, you were able to steer her back. So what do you have to say, Martin, to people who feel quite isolated when it comes to something like this? Maybe they can't afford to have a well-being coach. What would your recommendations be?
I mean, it can start as easily as your partner. If you are living in a household with more than one person, just ask someone around you to be your accountability partner. Another thing that I implement with my clients is we actually draw up an accountability calendar, where it's a 2-week calendar, and on it we say what the goal is, we say what the specific actionable change is that we're doing for the week, and then we write in on the schedule sort of which days we're putting in those action points. And sometimes having that physical accountability calendar helps a lot because you have it printed and it's in your somewhere where you are going to look every day. So for instance, I often recommend it on the bathroom mirror. And then when you know that you've done your task, you tick it off in the evening and you wash your face or whatever. And at the end of those 2 weeks, it's such an amazing experience to watch people sort of light up when they look at the fact that they've ticked every single one of those boxes. And they get this overwhelming sense of pride in themselves. And so that's one of the ways that can very easily keep you motivated, because the reality is motivation is circumstantial. Discipline is forever. And so when we are able to keep disciplined through ways of holding ourselves accountable, that pride comes in, which then just multiplies the motivation. And that helps people to stick on board.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. But from your experience, so you see that, right, the celebration. But what do you think are the biggest mistakes that people make when trying to improve their health or routines or shift habits? What do you see as the biggest mistakes?
So firstly would be creating unsustainable goals, like we mentioned before. But then secondly would actually be being too hard on yourself. We tend to, especially when it's something that's new, we tend to commit to it 100% and we're making sure that we're making it. But then the minute you don't make it the one time, you drop off completely. And the reason that happens is because you haven't created systems, if that makes sense. So you create sort of an expectation that you're going to do it every single day, and that's not necessarily realistic. So it's important to also understand that life is going to happen. And how do you now curb that? Do you now have a floor and a ceiling, for instance, which is another technique that we use, where you set up something that is easy that you can do every day, whether that be a walk around if you're living in an apartment complex, for instance, a walk around your block 10 times or whatever that we all know we can do just before we climb in the car. You're not going to be sweaty, whatever, but you know you've done your one thing for the day. So oftentimes I find people set their expectations a little bit too high for their realistic life. And then when they fail to meet it just once, then they feel like an absolute failure and they stop. And so setting up floor and ceilings helps to sort of set some sort of expectation that still holds you accountable, but allows you to fail safely without feeling like an absolute failure, if that makes sense.
Martin, thank you so much. I mean, thank you for explaining that and giving our listeners some ideas. You know, we can direct them to a website, Duality Dynamics. I know that you've got a whole lot of amazing apps that you offer. And these apps are, I'll mention in a moment, but I just want to thank, it's the Fit Meals and the Fit Cafe and fitness apps. But I want to thank you so much, Martin, for joining us. And just people can go to your website.
So that website is duality-fitness.com. Duality Dynamics is the name of the holding company.
All right, Duality Fitness. Thank you so much, Martin. It's been wonderful having you on the show. Take care.
Thank you very much. Ciao.
Thank you. Martin De Bruyn, co-founder and COO of Duality Dynamics. Thank you for joining us on Chai FM. We got you a little bit excited for 2026 habits, new, wonderful, amazing things for the new year.